Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast.
We're your hosts. I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized.
And I'm Kirsty Ferugia from Feels Like Home.
We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
To hang out with us more, check out the Art of Decluttering on Facebook and Instagram.
And we'd love you to check out our website, artofdecluttering.com.au, and see all that's happening over there.
Let's get started.
So this week, we are going to be talking all things share houses, which is pretty cool. This was an episode request by Ali Unicomb, who wanted to know, can we give some advice on people who live in maybe a room or don't have access to the entire house because you're living in a share house?
Amy, let's have some true confession time.
Yes, please.
Have you ever shared a house with anybody that isn't your husband, children, or siblings and parents?
Never. Literally never. Never tried a share house, never lived in a share house.
You went straight from your mum and dad's to living with your husband.
I did.
You got married as a baby.
Lived at home till I was 21, got married, moved in with my hubby at 21, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Tell me about your experience. Have you had share houses? What does it look like?
Yeah, I've lived in a few. I moved out of my parents' home and went overseas and lived in a share house in London with no other Australians. No, that's a lie. I did live with our mutual friend Lisa for a couple of months before she went off travelling, and we shared a room, but it was a massive house in Ealing, and I shared it with all British people.
When you say massive, like, is it a house that one person has their name on the lease and then people are moving through it? Like, how does that kind of thing work?
It was owned by some people who were living there at the time.
Okay.
Well, actually, it was owned by their parents, and it was just a community house that was open to lots of people moving in and out of it, but mostly people stayed for extended periods of time. Like, I think I was one of the shortest people there for 2 years. Not even. I only lived there for a year.
Wow. What else? So you've done Europe.
Then I moved in with another friend of ours, Tony, and lived with him as housemates. Make that clear. As housemates. In a two-bedroom flat in Paddington. And then I moved back home, moved back in with my parents, and then moved in with another friend of ours, Jenny, and then moved into my parents' investment property and shared that with a couple of girlfriends before I moved in with Simon.
Wow, that's quite a few.
Yeah.
So your advice is going to be much more from personal experience, but both of us have experience with clients.
Of course we do.
Who come in and we help them organise what is their zones and help them create systems. So this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So really what we're talking about is living when you live in a home, but the whole home is not open to you to use for storage.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Whether it be because multiple people live there and you all share the common space, or because it's somebody's home and you're just renting one room.
Mm. And or if you're a teenager listening and you feel like, you know, you kind of need to keep your stuff in your bedroom, that could also be a situation where you are home with your family, but your parents don't really want you taking over the house with your stuff.
Yeah, or you are the one in the home that wants to be decluttered and organized, and not everybody else in your family is on the same journey.
Mm. So, Kirst, do you have any, like, tips off the cab? No, that's not the right saying. Whatever, that I just combined, like, four sayings into one and it didn't make sense. Do you have any tips to start us off with?
I think my biggest tip is to just to get the lay of the land, like to know what is shared space, what is appropriate for you to have your space, your stuff in. For instance, when I lived in England, we each had cupboards that were just ours in the kitchen, so we could put our stuff in the cupboard, and then we had shared cupboards. And we all took a turn of cooking for each other one night a week. We had a roster, and you had to commit to being home to cook one meal a week for the community. And then when I lived with Jen, it was her house, so I don't think I had much stuff other than in my bedroom. So yeah, I think it is just figuring out what is appropriate and what are the boundaries, so that you don't get people offside, and that you can have that freedom and you can show grace to other people when other people may have overstepped some boundaries, or when, so you just, so you know, so you're like, oh, okay, this is how it works in this house, because every share house is going to be unique and different, and it takes time to get to know people. You know, it's just, you know, in any sharing arrangement, you know, even when you move in with your husband at 21, it takes time to figure out what gets their goat and how they prefer to do things. So it's just having grace for one another.
So a lot of communication, yeah. A lot of grace. And I think sometimes the communication can evolve. So you might move into a share house and go, okay, I'm going to keep everything in my room, including my toiletries, including my dirty laundry basket. Like, you might keep everything in your room, and then kind of realize, you know what, there is a cupboard in the laundry that's not really being used. I would love to keep some of my camping gear in there. Or I've got a massive photo collection, and under the stairs, I reckon I could fit a box. And you can kind of have those conversations and, you know, be open to discussions, be open to coming up with solutions. Maybe you need to rent some garage space. Maybe you're in a house that has a garage and that's not included in your lease agreement. And you're like, well, how much would it cost for me to have a section in the garage where I can keep stuff?
So many creative ideas.
Yeah. What advice can we give, though, if people are really contained to one primary room? So, yes, you may have a few spaces around the house. We're talking about having most of your stuff in one room. Where would you kind of start?
Great question. I would start with, like we always say, to declutter first, so that when you go to organize and go to store and find the right storage solutions, that you're actually finding great storage solutions for what you actually want to keep and what is serving you. And I'm sure we're going to talk about this later in the episode, but there is always that temptation of, but I might need this for my next share house. So being really thoughtful about that, and we can go into more
detail. Let's go into it now.
Okay, let's go into it now.
Because I think that's a trap if you're someone who doesn't feel like your roots are deep, where you don't think you're in your forever house, or you're not in a living solution that's going to be years and years. It's like, well, should I keep a kettle? Because they might have a kettle now, but I have a kettle, and should I keep it or should I declutter it? How do you make those decisions?
Another great question. I think it totally depends on the situation. If you know that you're just here for 6 months before you go traveling, or you've just moved home from traveling and you're just living here until you figure out your next move, then keep the kettle. Like, but if you intend for this to be your medium-term home or even just a one-year home, and you know that you only spent $20 in your kettle and you can go back to Kmart and get another $20 kettle, then maybe donate it then and there when it's still working and somebody can get more use out of it than you can at the moment.
One of the things that I've helped some people set up when we've been in a shared house is like a big Bunnings container that is like their household goods that they're not currently using. So some people, that's maybe Tupperware or baking things that the house has a set of that stuff. And they're like, well, I do want to use it and I have spent good money on it and it is practical and it is foreseeable that I'll use it. So actually to just put it all in a container so that it's there but it's not cluttering up any space. But then it also helps you to know, I actually have moved twice and not needed anything in that container. And so then you go, rightio, I'm going through it, I'm decluttering it. But it's there and it's in, and you can then store that under the stairs, in the garage, in the roof, maybe your parents' house. Like there's heaps of options rather than a whole cupboard in the kitchen being taken up with stuff you're not using.
Yeah, or if it, depending on what it is, you can always rent it out to friends as well. Like if your little sister's just moved out of home, you can go, hey, I've got this box that I'm not using in this share house. You can have it, but I want some of it back, or I want it in good condition, or you can replace it if you trash it. And
that's a good idea.
That's another way of
keep that circular economy going.
Exactly.
One of the things that I think really help is when you're living predominantly out of one space is to set vision and ask the questions, what do I want to do in this space? Because what I find in a lot of share houses is you're watching maybe movies in your bedroom, you're studying in your bedroom, you're sleeping in your bedroom. If you have a friend over, you might hang out in your bedroom. And so there's actually multiple things you want to do. So you need to set up the room to facilitate those multiple things.
Yeah. And to go with that is having different zones in your room and different storage solutions in your room so that it does work. Like, you know, oh, I'm going to be studying now. Right. I fold this table out this way to study, or I need to make my bed so that I can spread all my papers out on the bed. But here is the box where I find the paperwork. So it makes it really easy to do those multiple activities.
Yeah, I like the idea of zones. If you've got a room that's big enough, like a divider or storage can be creating those zones. Or you might have, I've seen people that have like curtain rails on the roof and you can kind of pull things around. I'm not sure in a small space if that would work. But if you're in a share house and you're in the garage, that totally could work.
How do you mean? Can you explain that a bit
further? So like on the ceiling, you know, in hospitals, how they have on the ceiling
the
rails.
I get that part. I mean, in the garage. How does that work in the garage?
Oh, because it's a bigger space.
But why would you do it in the garage? I'm confused.
Oh, because people, like you might be living in the share house in the garage. You know how people convert garages? No? No, we're totally not vibing right now.
Okay. No, I know, but why would there be a curtain? Why wouldn't there be a wall?
Because you're just in one space.
Oh, okay. So you're meaning the garage is converted.
Yes.
So it's a big room.
Yes.
Right. I hope other people were just as confused because you can see it clearly in your mind because you know what you're talking
Correct.
About.
Correct. Picturing a house.
The rest of us, not so much.
Come on a journey with Amy and you may or may not understand where we're going. That's okay.
Okay. So a big room. So you want
You might want to divide it off.
So you can have a lounge room and a bedroom.
Correct.
And be like a loft, like, you know, American TV shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Living it up.
Yeah.
Do you live in the hills or the North Shore or Sydney Central? What are some of the other areas in Sydney, Kirst?
The Shire, the Inner West, Northern Beaches.
So I only found out recently from Kirst that you Sydney-siders have like zones and areas that you like identify yourselves by. So if you live in any one of those and you need some professional organising services to help in your home, you need to get Kirsty in because she's freaking amazing. So if you want to have Kirsty in to help you declutter, email us at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au and we're going to put you in touch.
I would so love that. I would love, love, love to meet more and more listeners and to be able to help you hands on and get the most out of your house and make you able to live in freedom and grace and joy in your home. So call me, contact us, however, find me.
So send us that email or DM us on Insta or private message us on Facebook. But Kirst is like there. She's ready, Sydney Siders. She's ready to come and transform your home with you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
All right, let's get back to the show.
Under bed storage. Oh, underutilized space in your room.
Totally underutilized. If you're in a share house, it is gold, that space under your bed. So use pull-out storage containers. I've got two clients who are in share houses that have the beds with the built-in storage.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah. I
love them.
I wouldn't want one. I don't want one.
We don't need one.
But you want one.
I want one just to lift it up and down.
Oh, you're talking about the lift-up. I'm talking about the drawers.
Oh, no. I've had two clients with a lift-up
bed. I've never had that.
They're so awesome.
That's pretty cool, though, like hiding Christmas presents, hide and seek. Oh, my gosh. If I was a kid, I would totally hide under there every time.
Not if you were a kid. You would do it now.
That's true. I totally would. I'd hide in there with a bag of peanut M&Ms.
Yep.
Anyway, it's great storage solution. Because you can keep stuff under there.
Yeah, you can keep those items that you can't use in this house, or you can keep your winter doona when you've got a summer doona. You can keep your suitcases.
Your ski gear.
Oh, there's so much potential. And there's so people, particularly, and if you are in a share house before you are partnered and you have loads of free time, and loads of disposable income. So you do travel lots, you do go skiing, you do go...
You need all the stuff.
You've got all the stuff for all the things. Whereas I'm... So here I am like vicariously living through those people because now I've got none of that.
Responsibility.
I can't do any of it.
One of the things, so this kind of is advice that you could use in a rental house but also a shared house, is if you're not the owner of the house, you can't go like nailing stuff in and
putting in
shelves
in the roof,
and all that kind of stuff. So you really want to think about what can I put up but then take down again. And my sister's really into suction hooks. So you like put it on the wall, push the button in, and it becomes it can hold a lot. So have a think about those. I've just ordered online, Kirst. these little pads that are about the size of a credit card, and they're really sticky, and you can use them to hold things on the wall. So I've bought them for our rug.
Did you see it on Instagram? I saw an ad on Instagram.
Yeah, I may have. And it was like 3 a.m. and I had insomnia, so yeah. I tend to buy stuff online like that.
So it will be interesting to see if it actually works.
Yeah, so I'm our so rug skeptical. Moves all the time.
I'm so skeptical well, of I will Instagram.
Tell you, I got a text this morning to say that China has shipped them, so we'll see how they go. But you can use those on your walls. Like you might say, I really want to put pictures up. I want to feel at home, but I don't want to put nails in the wall.
Yeah.
Use some of those reusable, takedownable kind of storage solutions.
Yeah, excellent. Love it. Over the door hangers is another great way of hanging things. Because I think one of the issues, and I see this in every house, not just in share houses, but using vertical space.
Yeah.
Like get things up off the floor, use walls, use above door frames, use around door frames, and get over the door hangers and put your handbags up on that or put your, you know.
Scarves and everything. Scarves and dressing gown.
Drying clothes. Like if you've got no, you know, if it's Melbourne and it's pouring with rain or Sydney today and it's pouring with rain, and you can't hang clothes outside, like, and you don't want to take up the living space where everybody else is Netflixing. Where do you dry your clothes if you don't have a dryer?
The over-the-door hangers are particularly good for wet towels too.
Yes.
Because often in a share house, there's not enough rails for everybody to hang their towel. And if you've got long hair and you use a towel for your hair and a towel for your body, you need somewhere to dry it. So over-the-door hangers, total winner.
Yep.
They take up hardly any space and they can go in your wardrobe. They can go on your door, and if you've got dividers, they can go on those too.
Yeah, love
it. So good. So good.
But vertical space, people, think up, look up, look around you. Think about how you can get things up off the floor and up around the room
or
up in cupboards. So if you've got, I saw a great solution the other day, if you've got wardrobe doors that swing open rather than slide, then think about hanging stuff on the inside of the door.
Like we've always done that.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like even the other day I was helping someone and inside the wardrobe door we hung a wrapping paper stand.
That's what I was thinking of because I saw somebody else do that.
Ah, there you go. So you can open the door and there's stuff on the inside of the door, but it's not getting in the way, it doesn't ruffle your clothes.
Yeah.
So good. I'm getting a little bit excited here. I'm like whacking stuff.
She is. She's passionate whacking about everything. Inside of cupboards.
Yeah. So if you're able to keep things in, say, the bathroom, how do you avoid being that person that spreads their stuff all over the countertop in a share house? Because that's pretty annoying. Like I know that's annoying and I haven't lived in a share house. When somebody else just takes a liberty at like makeup and hair products and
it's annoying unless you use the same products and then you can just use it and they don't know.
Oh, that's hilarious. So what are some solutions that people can do in a bathroom space that is often shared?
Yeah.
You're not baskets. Sharing the bedroom, you're sharing the bathroom.
Yeah, baskets, containers have a way to contain your products and your items just into a smaller space. So and that works whether you can keep it in the bathroom or not. Because if you're transporting it back to your bedroom, then why wouldn't you do it in a container? Yeah. Whether that is a toiletries bag or a little basket that you can get from anywhere, you know, use a container.
There's cool ones that you can hang and that they kind of fold down. Mm-hmm. You could even use one of those because you can hang it up in your bedroom and then bring it into the bathroom and hang it up on the door in there.
Yeah. It also, I think it goes back to also your what you said at the start about creating vision. And we have got an episode that we've done recently, episode 91, Master Bedrooms, about creating sanctuaries and making your bedroom your sanctuary. So as much as we're giving you solutions for your shared room in a shared house, or like your room in a shared house, and we're telling you use all the vertical, go up the walls, we also want to encourage you to minimize your possessions so that you can have your bedroom as your sanctuary.
Yeah.
It can be your space that you get away from the rest of your housemates, whether they be bad or good. But everybody needs a little bit of time out. And you do want your bedroom to be a place of rest and relaxation, even if that's not what it's used for 24/7. Mm. But you do want, and that's why we love containers in cupboards and being able to close things and put things under the bed and get them out of your eyesight, so that when you are, when it is time for sleep or play in your bedroom, it is a relaxing, fun space that you can invite somebody into if it's about playing, or if it's about you just resting by yourself, then it's a nice space as well.
And I think part of the joy of living in a smaller space is it's not as much to declutter. So if you decide, that's it, I really want to declutter my bedroom, you potentially could set aside an afternoon and do the whole thing.
Or an hour, depending on how much you have.
So if you decide, yeah, I want to go minimal, or I want to spend money on experiences, not stuff, this is possible for you. So if you've kind of been feeling like, oh, I just don't have enough room, our challenge is you've got the room you've got. You can't necessarily change that, but maybe you just need less stuff.
Yeah, that's always a challenge and always a good thing to think about. You know, instead of being frustrated by the lack of space, maybe switch it around and go, okay, I can't, as Amy said, I can't change the space. I can't make this a 6x6 room, but I can reduce the quantity that is held in this space. So it goes back to, do you know, if you've got items that you could use in the future, maybe let them go for now and repurchase them or store them somewhere else. Can you hire storage space? Do we recommend it?
It's not our recommendation as a go-to.
No.
But for some people, that is a solution. For instance, if you've had a relationship break up and you've got a household of furniture, and for the meantime, you need to go into a share house for whatever reason, or you're going into a shelter for whatever reason, or you're moving back with your parents, maybe with a time frame, it could be helpful to have a storage unit or some kind of offsite storage.
Totally.
What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree that storage unit is appropriate in some circumstances for some people.
Yeah.
It is not the go-to, although exactly like you said, it is the go-to if you've had a relationship breakdown and you are moving into temporary accommodation.
Mm.
Great.
Awesome.
Great.
So whether you're in a share house, whether you're at university or however your situation looks, have a think about what stuff you want to keep, what can you declutter, and as Kirsty said, look up, use those vertical spaces. I am going to read a review from someone in New Zealand this time. This is from JJ JD, New Zealand. She says, excellent resource. Lots of helpful ideas, both practical and philosophical. I think the fact that Amy and Kirsty are good friends who know each other well and can laugh and be serious together helps us as listeners feel like it's a nurturing space to start or keep up our decluttering and organizing journey.
I'm certainly laughing along with you, JJ Jody, today.
Sometimes we just got to make our listeners have a bit of a laugh at our expense or my expense.
Oh, or my expense.
I'm okay with that.
I love that we make people laugh. It's one of my favourite parts of our podcast. Sometimes I just wonder where that boundary is between laughing and offending.
Yeah, I'm not sure I have a firm hold on that boundary.
Yeah. I am not sure you do either sometimes.
I love it.
But I don't either.
Yeah, no,
there's no judgment here.
No judgment. So we hope you've enjoyed our episode this week. Share it with someone. Maybe you want to put it on your Google Home if you're in a share house so everyone can listen together.
Excellent idea.
It might be a good idea to share the love, and then you can have a conversation, maybe a share house meeting afterwards to go, okay, anything we need to change, amend, or move forward on.
Yes, I love it. And as always, if you have tips, come and share them on our Facebook community page, because we love hearing from all of you and we know that we're not the holders of all information and all tips. We love learning from you as well. So come on over.
One last thing before we get out of your ears for this week, and that is that we would love you and we would appreciate it if you would leave us an iTunes review this week, simply because the reviews help us reach more people. They make us feel pretty good. But they help us to reach more listeners, which spreads the love and really helps us to grow the platform that we're wanting to reach the world with.
Yay! And you get your name spoken by us.
Yay!
So you get to be famous too. Not that we're famous, but you get to be famous in our world because we're thankful. And this is about time for me to be quiet too. Yeah,
we're just rattling on. All right, have a great week. We will see you next week. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.